used to call them batter cakes. Just make it up, you know, and cook it on a griddle and put butter on it, you know, and eat it with syrup.
What you make them out of?
Make them out of flour. Flour and milk.
I see. Did you ever have a soft, did you ever make something soft out of cornmeal and eat it with a spoon?
We have grits out of corn, corn, you know, grits.
Just the raw corn, ground and boiled.
Mush?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We never did cook mush at our home. We used to take our corn to the mill, get grinding done, then, you know, take our corn and have our own grits made, you know, we call that hominy.
Hominy.
But it was really grits, but then we called it hominy, you know.
If you make bread out of white flour, what do you call that?
I don't know, you make it if it's whole wheat flour, it's a brown bread, you know. The white flour is just...
Do you ever call it light bread? You ever used to call it light bread?
Oh, yeah, then they used to call it light bread, you know. They used to make light bread. My mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Used to make it out of milk and flour, you know. Set it out in the sun and let it rise all day, you know, covered up, and have it. Bake it then for supper. That was good bread, better than what we're not getting now.
Sure is. The bread you get now tastes more like paper, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah.
And did you ever used to make round things with a hole in them?
Muffins?
With a hole inside, round with a hole. You might call them donuts.
Oh, donuts, yeah. Yes, I made donuts.
Did you ever call them anything other than donuts?
No.
Fried cakes?
No, never did call them. We just called them donuts.
When you butchered, what did you call the meat that came from the side of a hog that was salted but it wasn't smoked?
What do you call that? Pork.
From the side? Just from the side of the hog, what do you call that?
Well, that's a middling.
Uh-huh.
Called a middling. The side of a hog is called a middling.
I see. And when you press meat into a loaf.
We used to call it souse.
Uh-huh.
Now they call it a pressed meat or hog head cheese. That's what we used to make it out of the.
You don't hear souse anymore?
Yeah, but once in a while I'll get some head and feet and make it some sauce meat.
Uh-huh.
That's good eating in the wintertime,
uh-huh.
You know. But I don't eat it when it's made in the packing house. I'm always afraid of that hog head cheese, you know. Sometimes you get poison on it, but we never did because we always knew it, you just how we made it.
How to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry you have to spit out?
Well, it's the seed, of course, but what is the real name for it? I don't know.
You just refer to it as a seed?
The stone, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And the center of a peach, what do you call
that? We call that peach seed.
Uh-huh. You ever call that a kernel?
Kernel, yeah. The peach kernel, yeah.
And if the meat sticks to the seed, what do you call that? What kind of peach?
That's a press.
And
if it sticks to the seed, and if it, it's called a clingstone, and if it don't stick, it's a clear seed.
Clear seed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what are beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans.
That you don't have to shell?
Oh, they snap them.
Uh-huh. And